CRI News, I'm Wen Jie. Chinese Vice President Li Yuanqiao has called on China and Africa to draw on private investment in their industrial cooperation while addressing a China-Africa forum in Yiwu. The city in East China's Zhejiang province is known as the world's largest wholesale market for small consumer goods and is home to more than 3,000 African businessmen. Li says China's private sector has lots of money to invest and lots of know-how and management experience, as the country is working to upgrade its industrial mix. The death toll from the Tianjin port explosions has been increased to 139 on Wednesday. 34 others are still listed as missing. Meanwhile, the city's Housing Management Bureau has determined 11 out of the 12 apartment buildings around the immediate blast zone are structurally safe. The only building given a lower rating has a fire-damaged apartment with parts of its rebar exposed to air. But the authority says the defect will not affect the building's overall structure. Meanwhile, 5 state-owned home developers in Tianjin have formed an alliance to purchase apartments in the blast zone from willing residents and resell them after renovations. A fire at an industrial park in the city of Wuhan in Hubei has left 4 dead. The other is in critical condition after the fire broke out on the 4th floor of a 5-story warehouse Wednesday afternoon. The floor was housing auto interior parts and various chemicals. It's unclear what sparked the massive blaze. The owners of the warehouse are currently being held by police. Chinese authorities are reporting they've shut down nearly 300 websites as part of a 6-month crackdown on online extortion. Around 1 million social networking accounts have also been taken offline. 9 million of illegal comments or posts have also been stripped from the internet. Online extortion is said to be a commonplace among many internet companies in China. The publisher and chief executives of the influential 21st Century Business Herald were arrested last year for forcing companies to pay fees to avoid negative news coverage. A massive outbreak of dengue fever is being reported in the city of Tainan in southern Taiwan. 2,100 cases have been reported since mid-May. 4 people, all of them elderly, have died. Locals are being urged to clear wastewater in or near their homes, rooftops, and at construction sites to rein in the spread of the mosquito-borne virus. Police say the suspect behind the on-air murder of a local TV reporter and her cameraman in the U.S. state of Virginia is dead. The suspect, identified as Vester Flanagan, reportedly killed himself after a short chase with police. Flanagan is believed to have gunned down a young female TV reporter and her cameraman while they were live on the air at an event. Jeff Marks, general manager of the TV station, says the shooter is a disgruntled former employee. It's believed race is a motivating factor behind this latest shooting. Flanagan, a black former TV reporter, faxed a 23-page manifesto to a news organization after the shooting, saying he was motivated to buy a gun following the mass murder of black churchgoers by a young white supremacist in Virginia earlier this year. Fresh negotiations are underway to reestablish a ceasefire in the city of Zabadani in Syria. The anti-government rebel forces currently holding the city are threatening to rain rocket fire down on a pair of neighboring towns in the Syrian northeast unless Syrian forces back off. Delegations from both sides are holding talks in Turkey. German Chancellor Angela Merkel says her country will have no tolerance for violence against asylum seekers. She's made the comments while visiting a refugee center, which is home to some of the estimated 800,000 asylum seekers Germany expects to process this year. Far-right elements in Germany have been lashing out against the sharp rise in the number of refugees. A building meant to house asylum seekers has recently been torched just outside Berlin. It's been announced students in St. Petersburg, Russia, will be able to choose Mandarin for their foreign language test as part of their high school graduation exams starting from this academic year. Russian education authorities are making the move, saying interest in learning Mandarin is very high. Chinese is said to be second only to English as the most popular foreign language for Russian students. For CRI, I'm Wen Jie.